Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
In this episode, we'll be discussing the Climate Carnival taking place in Laois next week, and speaking with Suzanne Dempsey, Climate Action Coordinator at Laois County Council. We'll also hear from Tom Popple, Climate Carnival founder, and Dr. Tara Shine, a broadcaster and renowned climate expert here and in the UK. They've all been talking to Liam White, starting here with the founder, Tom Popple.
Well over 500 people, so this is the first time that we've managed to mobilise, you know, here in the Midlands, and actually arguably anywhere in Ireland really, to gather this kind of world-class panel of people from business, science and the creative industries.
Where is the event taking place?
The event's taking place in Ballintubbert House. So we will be in a beautiful countryside setting, which again is pretty unusual for these types of events.
This is an event that could be very influential for people regarding climate change. I asked Tom Popple, the founder of the Climate Carnival, to explain this further.
Yeah, sure. Like, the key thing really is that for action on climate and nature and community, we really need to engage with the hearts and minds of people. And we need to move away from something that is fear-based, that leads to inaction, to something that actually is inspirational, that leads to motivation and reason. And we have to kind of play into that human psyche. So the Climate Carnival, which takes place, is designed really to provide that insight, information and inspiration alongside entertainment for people that might be deep green and heavily involved in this individually or as a profession, but also provide enough engagement and fun for those that aren't, that those that are curious, that those that maybe have been dragged along by a partner, that this is something that can connect with individual people to lead to that action.
There is set to be a wide range of guest speakers at this event. I asked Suzanne Dempsey, Climate Action Coordinator at Laois County Council, and Dr. Tara Shine, broadcaster and renowned climate expert here and in the UK, to explain who they will be.
We have a wide array of speakers at the event. So we have speakers like Blind Boy, Hector, Tara Shine, so a huge number of different speakers and contributors taking part. We're also excited for the people that are going to come as guests to the event and collaborate as well.
Yeah, so what we want to dive into in the panel that I'm going to be hosting is really what is the role of women's leadership in sustainability and in finding different solutions to the climate crisis, the nature and inequality crisis. So what's different about women's leadership? How can we pull people together differently, promote collaboration, show different styles of leadership that might get us out of the man-made problems that have brought us to the world we're in today?
There are many female speakers. In fact, climate change, it tends to have a very mobilised female audience, and so we're excited that there's such a high calibre of speakers that are coming to the event. You know, they're well known within this field, and we're really excited what solutions that they'll come up with and what ideas they'll bring to the table. So looking forward to hearing those speakers over the 2 days on September the 29th and 30th in Ballintubbert House.
Will the event span across 4 stages?
That's it, exactly. So what we're trying to do is represent the different action areas, and you can slice and dice this in many different ways. So we have 5 zones and 4 stages. So we have a leadership stage, which is really the best of the best, talking about driving action. We have women leading on climate, which is followed by a real fab panel called the Great Listening, which is a youth panel where people can listen to that intergenerational perspective, what young people are doing, what they want to see. We have a landscape stage, which is very much about how do we stitch together nature and ecology with communities, with renewable energy, and understand the landscape as something that's dynamic and thriving and not something that's just defined by county borders or international borders. We then have a people power stage, which focuses on impact entrepreneurs and, I guess, leadership at the kind of smaller scale, like SMEs, where we can really drive that radical thinking of how do we engage, how do we activate, how do we think differently, and how do we create a climate economy that can thrive there. So in that stage, for example, we have Ronan Palmer, the chief economist of E3G, and Brian Crowley from Broadlake, Roger Co-Gorman as well, the Green Party leader, really trying to drive that perspective of how we can mobilise around people. We have a Future of Food stage, which is hosted by Grow It Yourself, Mick Kelly's office down in Waterford, which is reimagining what the food system should be like for Ireland. might be a huge surprise, but most of our fruit and veg in Ireland is actually imported at this huge quantity. And so we're not food resilient, and this stage explores what a thriving horticultural industry should be for Ireland, where we're producing our own food. And then finally, just taking advantage of the wonderful surroundings and grounds of Ballantubber House, we have an exploration zone where we work with Iski Britain or Bill O'Day, and we have a mushroom hunt or a water workshop, or we have poetry from a local poet. And so there's so much going on through the day. Five zones, four stages. And there's enough there to touch on whatever people might be interested in.
So it's a really exciting way to deliver information and to get new ideas. So it's not going to be death by PowerPoint. It's going to be far more interactive, collaborative, and come up with new ideas and hearing voices and different perspectives from a wide range of contributors over the day.
A big part of the Carnival Festival is the Cocktail Club. Here is Tom Popple, the Climate Carnival founder, to explain the details.
So this is all about the mix. So the Climate Carnival that's taking place in a few weeks' time is a spin-out of the Climate Cocktail Club that's taking place in Dublin and Cork, Galway and London. And really, it's about bringing together real headline acts from science, from business, from the creative industries together. So in this event, we have Blind Boy, Cheekin Jowl with Hafsa Abiodi Costello, who's one of the co-founders with Mary Robinson for Project Dandelion. So like a climate leader alongside, you know, I guess a social leader in many regards through Blind Boy. We have the former CEO and chair of Wildlife Foundation with Tony Juniper, and now chair of Natural England. Cheekin Jowl with youth delegates and the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty. And the idea is that we can bring together the likes of Blind Boy, the likes of Hafsa, the likes of Tony Juniper, the likes of Hector, and Willem Ferwerda, who's the founder of Commonland, and bring these world-class speakers from all over the region together in one place where you can play them off each other, play those characters off each other to really drive something that's really engaging, something that's fun, and something that's different, that becomes inspirational.
How vital is it for the future as well?
Well, this is all about the future. I mean, people kind of forget sometimes when we talk about government or companies or individual people that actually these institutions and organizations are made up of individual people with their own lives and their own aspirations. And climate action is intergenerational. What we've done in the past impacts us now, and what we do today will impact us in the future. And that's the ethos that we take through in the event that we're running in the carnival itself. So people are going to come, they're going to connect with new people, which is something that's really unique, that you don't bump into the same people as you get in every other ESG and sustainability conference. It's new people from new spaces. And you take them with you after the conference, and they'll give you ideas and solutions and those connections to drive forward action wherever you are, as an individual, as a company, you know, as a government, as a council, whatever it might be, bringing all those things together.
I then asked Dr. Tara Shine and then Suzanne Dempsey about what issues they will be tackling over the 2 days in Laois.
Well, I think the issues we're going to be talking about in the Climate Carnival are the biggest issues of our day. It's, you know, why have we got so much conflict, why we got so much climate instability, extreme weather, homelessness. All of these issues are connected, and they all have to do with the way that we design the systems that run the world. And so we'll be diving right into all of that during the carnival.
How much effort goes into setting up something like this?
Well, there's huge amount of effort. We're so lucky that the Climate Cocktail Club founder, Tom Popple, lives in Laois, and he's bringing this to the Midlands. So it's a great opportunity for local people to contribute to the ideas that are being discussed here and contribute to the groundbreaking solutions. But loads of work has been going on in the background now for a number of months, getting this event ready. So it's the first of its kind. It's fantastic that we're having it here in Midland.
What do you feel is the inspiration for this event to take place in Laois?
Laois County Council are really excited being the host sponsors for this event. It's really groundbreaking, really exciting to have such high calibre speakers coming together to discuss these issues in a really innovative way, and we're really excited to see what the outcomes of those discussions are, and we hope that there's great turnout at this event. We're expecting 500 people to attend this event on the 29th of 30th. of September.
So I think it's really great that this event is coming to Laois. I think a lot of that inspiration is from Tom Popple himself, one of the organisers who lives there and made the connections to Laois County Council and to Ballintubber's House. But I think what's really exciting is to get these kind of events happening outside of Dublin, out in nature, in rural areas, and bringing people together just in a completely different setting. Our minds work differently when we are in unusual places, and when also you put together lots of different people who are from the arts, from science, from activism, from civil society, from big business, and that's what the Climate Carnival is going to do. It's going to take all those people out into a different place, like not a hotel conference room, and really provide a different, more creative space for them to think together about different ways that we can run the world.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, right? So it's about being unconventional in many ways. There's plenty of events and conferences that happen in Dublin the same way they happen, you know, centred in London, or they're centred in Paris. You know, really to drive action, you need to engage as many people as possible. So Laois is a fantastic location. It's in the centre of the belly button, the heart of Ireland. And that means it's easier for people to reach it if they are down from Cork or from Waterford, or they're coming from Limerick, or they're coming from Galway. It's right in the middle there. We're 10 minutes from Athy. We're 15 minutes from Carlow, 20 minutes from Port Laois. It just makes it a lot easier to host it here. That and the Midlands is in transition. It's moving away from a peatland-based economy. We have the just transition that's critical to not leave these rural communities in the Midlands behind. And so it makes complete sense that we support that and we drive action and inspiration right here in Laois, and also helps as a blow-in. I've called Laois my home now for the last 10 years and continue to have it here. And then we're bringing those musicians down to Laois as well, alongside the speakers. So it's, you know, we've kind of had the flavour of Post-Electric Picnic, which is just down the road in Stradbally as well, with some of the artists like Joey Fish involved.
What about what's going on off the stage? What can attendees expect?
They can expect lots of interactive workshops, creative performances, live music and performances, and guided walks and talks. It's going to be set in tents on the site, these beautiful bell tents that they usually set weddings in. So it'll be interactive and people can move from stage to stage depending on what talk or topic really interests them. So it should really have this really festival vibe to it, and we're really excited to see how all the people there and have the interactions with the crowd and with the speakers.
I'll be on the stages. I think there's going to be lots of great food, great music, masterclasses. There's going to be works in nature. There's going to be poetry. You know, in so many ways, I think we're going to be inspired to be creative, because I think that's a big message as well, that if we're going to have big, bold ideas around better ways of doing things, then we need to be creative and tap into not just science for that, but also the creative arts, the written word, music, song. All of these things are can be inspiring for us.
I hope it will inspire them to take action. It'll give them hope about what we can do in the future. I think everybody's aware of climate change now, and they want to do something positive towards it and feel empowered to have positive effects and create change in their own lives. So I think this will give people hope and give them inspiration in what can be done.
Do you hope that this carnival will teach people a lot more about climate change?
So I think a lot of the people that are going to come to this event are going to know a lot about climate change. So I don't think we'll be teaching them so much about it. I think it's more going to be around, with all the people that come there and all of that appetite to do things differently and to find solutions, it's going to be what could happen if we were all to radically collaborate together to do things differently, to use our collective influence for good. I think that's going to be the goal that will come out of this.
The final question I asked for Suzanne first and then Tom was how personal the Climate Convention was to them.
I'm personally delighted to see such world-class speakers coming to Laois talk about a subject that I feel so passionately about. It's a huge opportunity to see them all on stage and listen to what they have to say. and I think it's going to be really inspirational.
I guess the personal story is for the last 15 years, I have been building climate and nature programs for some of the world's biggest companies. And I've been going to conferences and ESG summits for all that time, and I stopped going. I stopped going to all those events because you go there and you know most of the people that are present. The people on the stage are paid to be there, so you're kind of only really hearing what they say. And it's hosted in these kind of strange, weird, sterile environments like hotels or stadiums or purpose-built event venues. And it's strange, and that's not what this is about. That winning the hearts and minds of people and working together in collaboration is about the space that you're in. So you need to take people out of those sterile environments, out of the silos, and actually mix them together in an environment where everyone is equal. It doesn't matter if you're a CEO or if you're a young analyst, if you're from an activist group or you're from the world's biggest company. You're all in this together, and you can only achieve that in a special and unique space, which is why we've created this. So in many ways, this is designing an event that I've always wanted to go to because I'm too sick and tired of all of the traditional business and sustainability events that are out there.
And what's the best thing about all this?
Just that so much happening in one day and that there's so many opportunities for people to spark new connections and connect, and hopefully really positive change will happen out of this, and people, all the attendees, will feel really inspired.
For more on climate change, listen into Midlands 103 on Thursday, the 9th of October next month at 20 past 11, and check out midlands103.com. Ours to Protect is brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee.